detto.
That's funny to you. What you laughing for? I'm coming out. Let it go with the podcast, though.
We call Kate.
Bitches gonna be mad at us. My brother-in-law apparently don't like the song.
It's funny.
Oh, I didn't do the beat.
You may get another day. Throw your hands in the sky. Party, pop a bottle, roll up and get high. Living good when you sing. But they don't like what you do, so what it mean? Bitches gonna be mad.
Fuck them haters. Fuck them niggas.
They just gonna be mad at us.
They just gonna be mad. Gonna
be mad
at us.
Gonna be mad.
Gonna be mad at us.
They just gonna be mad.
Gonna be mad at us.
They just gonna be mad.
Gonna be mad at us.
When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down.
Like I'm rich over here sleep.
There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. Fuck them niggas.
Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Fuck them bitches.
Niggas gon' be mad at us.
Fuck them haters.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. There's something you're not doing right.
Bitches.
There's something you're not doing right.
Niggas.
There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Dot, dot, dot. And welcome back to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It is me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basin, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house! The bitch gotta go in a minute, though.
And we are on our nerd girl shit, as usual.
As always.
As always, we found out some shit.
Today, because it's straight up.
No chaser Saturday.
Yes.
Yes, it's straight up Saturday, no chaser, baby. And... hold up, what is homegirl name?
Oh, yes, I forgot her name. Oh, man, I got my computer at your house. But Miss Hall, Officer Hall from the Memphis Police, well, not Memphis, but Tennessee Police Department in a small suburban city.
I thought it was in Memphis. It wasn't Memphis.
No, it was outside of Memphis.
Why is this nigga keep on talking and I'm hearing him and he's not on the microphone? But what is her name?
I just remember Hall. It could be Amber, like, or Karen or whatever. No shit. She white.
And she did it to the Hall Police Department.
Might as well have, because it's not a big police office, a department in the first place. But yeah, she said that one of her coworkers, the black guy, Mr. Officer Powell, had a big black cock.
Officer Powell had a big black cock.
Or dick, but whatever. Yeah. I said cock. Because it's BBC if you go to Pornhub, but don't tell nobody
I'm done,
don't tell nobody I go to Pornhub yet.
But she messed around with the whole entire police department.
Shoot, and what is it, a Maglacchio? M-I something, I don't know. It's not Italian or Greek or something, I don't know. And that's not, oh damn, you done fucked up, T. So yeah, and Officer Maglacchio, or however you say it, was telling it all. I think it was kind of jealous of Mr. Powell's big dick.
Her husband is the one that broke the story, right?
I don't know who broke the story, because I didn't finish reading all through the deposition. Or not the deposition, what is it, the interrogation? So.
Well, they said if you got no lie, you can read through the
no, next. But... so, Maglacchio, which I'm giving him this name. If y'all know his name, you can correct me. Why are you putting that in my face? I'm recording on this phone. So Mr. Officer Maglacchio, the snitch, but he ain't getting no stitches, no.
He got a snitch.
bitch.
No, but nah, he ain't no bitch. He ain't no snitch.
But he was her husband, right?
He enjoyed. No, McGlocchio was the other police officer she was having sex with. And he was telling it all, girl. In the first couple pages of the interrogation, it's him talking, telling everybody business. Everybody's. Pal tried to deny this shit, but he just telling everything. She tried to fuck my wife. No, she did fuck my wife. No, she wanted to have a threesome with her.
Messed with his wife.
Uh-huh. And her husband was there. And her husband got upset because he caught McGlocchio's wife and Miss Officer Hall kissing, or former Officer Hall, kissing and shit.
Yeah.
Caught him kissing and he was upset. And she's like, oh, well, he ain't with it. But shit, McGlocchio was with that shit. Go ahead. And she came over several times after that and was trying to fuck his wife after the first initial encounter or whatever. Also, McGlocchio claims that she has mental illness problems, and that one time.
Oh, you found that out?
Oh, I read up to like page 5 or something on the interrogation sheet.
Okay, because it's like 20 pages. And
Mr. Powell, like any other nigga. Oh, wait, what's that song? What's that song? With the dude, like, it wasn't me. Shaggy, was it Shaggy? It wasn't me. He was like, it wasn't me for a long time. How that song?
It wasn't me.
Wait, no. I bet she told me in the shower.
It wasn't me.
And she got me on the camera.
It wasn't me.
Something. Whatever.
It wasn't me.
And then I told her. Whatever. What? I don't know. But that's what Powell was like at first. He was like, no. Nah. But then later on, he like, damn, they got too much evidence. Fuck it. Yeah, I did it.
Too much evidence. I did.
He didn't want his wife to know. He did not want his wife to know that he had old girl bouncing in the bathroom.
Right?
Shaking on it. They was doing Girls Gone Wild videos and shit.
It was Cops Gone Wild.
Cops Gone Wild. In this whole little Tennessee precinct. I hope I got the right precinct.
I can't believe, like, Google that shit. Because it was
you got to do it, see, because I don't know how to use your phone. Yes, oh, yes. My old ass is technology deficient over here.
It's cool. Because it was like, she messed with how many people, though?
I don't know. 5 people got fired. I think 3 people got suspended.
So the whole precinct, right?
Well, I know this precinct wasn't that big, but it was big enough. I don't think everybody got fired, but...
Well, I'm just saying, like, she was messing with her fellow officers while on duty.
Uh-huh, she gave Powell a blowjob while she was on duty, because she was...
On duty. And then she messed with... was it Powell's wife?
No, not Powell's wife. I call him McGlocchio.
McGlocchio.
I don't know. McGlocchio, whatever. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
I don't know.
I said McGlocchio, that's his name.
But is he the one that she said had the big black cock?
No, Powell is the one she said had the big black cock.
Okay, so Powell. Is Powell the one whose wife that she messed with?
No, McGlocchio's wife. I think her name was Amber.
Oh, no, I don't know what's going on. They're not trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, so first of all, it's
Tennessee Police Department.
She about to break it down.
What part of Tennessee? Let's do it. Wait. What county was it? Oh, yeah. Suburb of Laverne in Nashville, Tennessee. There's a total of 60 police officers, so she might have went through them all. There weren't that many people for her to go through, I guess, in her case anyway. I don't know.
What's her name, though?
Her name was something Hall.
Officer Hall.
I said Megan Hall. Megan Hall. She was up there just breaking it down, busting it open.
Yeah, Megan the non-stallion.
The non-stallion, because she looked like a plain Jane to me. Look at this heifer right here. Y'all see this bitch?
Yeah, I see her.
And everybody was fucking her at the job. She was just giving it to everybody who wanted it.
The Hall Police Department that she worked
Whoever would take it, she was giving it to them.
And what city was she in?
I told you, it was Laverne, in Nashville, Tennessee, but it was a Laverne suburb.
Laverne suburbs of Nashville, Tennessee.
Mr. Powell lost his job. He probably should have told the truth.
She tell him bring it back.
Damn. And I was confused about the Seneca Shields. Seneca Shields, I don't know. That could be a male or female. But she was doing it all. She's like, I taste the rainbow at this
moment. Yes.
I taste the rainbow.
Yeah, the Hall Police
Department. Bobbin and Nobbin and all that on the corner on the cob and shit. Yeah.
Dave Phillip Officer McHall. Hall.
Oh, the guy who I call McGlocchio?
Hallway. Hallway.
Yes, the hallway. Everybody, they go both ways in that motherfucker. They was doing it, yes.
She did it. All the ways. She messed with the whole police department.
Well, might as well have, but I don't know how exactly
she
how many.
Is a, but a police officer.
McGlocchio, who told everything.
And she messed with her whole squadron.
Well, she might as well have. No, but.
Basically.
They clocked her at, look like 5+3 suspended, I believe. We have one, Larry Holiday, Patrick McGlocchio, who told everything. Gavin Sherbrooke. I don't know how to say that. They were three, and then 5 other police officers got fired.
He said they was busting it.
And she was one of the police officers that got fired. And it was
she got fired.
It was Patrick McGlocchio, whatever the fuck. I say McGlocchio. His wife is the one that she was messing with him. Yeah. And let's not forget the pool party where she lost her top and shit. You know what I'm saying? This woman was just doing it.
They said she lost her top. She took it out.
She must have.
They said she was at the pool party with her fellow officers. And somehow she lost her top.
Yeah, that was this past Memorial Day. So yeah. May.
They didn't want to say she was cops gone wild. But she was gone wild, girl. She turned it out.
All lost her top and had vodka poured down her throat. Like, nobody did it, but it just magically went down her throat.
No. She didn't want it down her throat. She just did like this.
It just went down there.
Ah.
Oh, and this is U.S. News. That's where I'm getting this. Just to give credit, this is U.S. News.
U.S. News, yeah. That's our source for the McGlocchio.
For the Miss Hall.
No, McGlocchio.
The Miss Hall pussy-demic.
I was going to call it McGlocchio Chronicles.
Might as well, because he the one, like I said, he had like a page and a half, 2 pages worth of testimony.
Because yes.
This nigga was telling everything. He was telling everybody, giving names, dropping dimes on everybody.
He dropped a dime.
Hey,
he dropped a quarter, girl.
So
are
y'all like,
going
on social media and just having y'all questions?
The news, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just any news, anything.
Nah, we don't go on social
This is from the news, media. Though. This is from the news, yeah.
This is like... But we talk
some
about
social media, or we watch like, or Tiana like watching
reality TV shows,
and we'll talk about that. We try to like make it go for a theme for the day, like whatever thing we choose. Like this is straight up no Tracia. Like you know, Miss Hall was like you know fucking everybody. She ain't even. She was just like getting drunk and just fucking and gone
wild.
Yeah, wow.
And we just give our personal opinions on what's going on in society today. Like what?
And it could be anything. It could be like the economy, gas prices. Yeah, like yeah,
money making Monday.
So John, so what you think of Miss Hall, Megan Hall? If you was at that precinct, would you? What would you? If she was doing what she was breaking it down like she was, what would you have done?
I would have teamed up with her.
I bet you would.
I would have
been her pick.
He would have been
hell yeah, right?
And it's lucky. Making money and her bills would have been getting paid.
She wasn't making no money off of that.
No, she was just doing it.
Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
Her name is Megan Hall, and she busting it down. She giving it to all the niggas, white, black, or brown.
All around the town. And she's busting it down. And she's giving head, and getting it out.
Not to mention letting them all up in her ass.
And she's doing it freely.
She ain't got no class. Let's leave Megan alone. Do we have anything else to talk about on Straight Up No Tracia side of it?
Jesus.
But we got plenty of shit to talk about for her. It's just like, we just giving a highlight.
It's,
we can just keep on going on with her, what she was doing.
It's 20 pages of depositions.
Shit. Interrogations. Like,
oh my God.
She also proposed doing things with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. But we actually did it, but I ain't telling y'all that, right? His wife was happy about it. Let me not leave that part out. His wife was
because they kissed at the party, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In front of everybody.
But he said McGlocchio or Patrick, whatever you want to call him. He said him and his wife had an open relationship, so she was down for whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean they swingers.
Nothing wrong with that.
When I first heard the story, I didn't think nothing ill of it. I was like, They just some swingers and they got caught up in the moment, but they shouldn't have been doing that shit. They was having fun. Duty.
Man, I wonder how I feel. If you had a dude and you both were police officers, would you not give him head at the police station?
Like, No. That
should be cool.
I used to fantasize. I'm not even trying to work near you.
Working at work,
though. I don't want to see you in the school system. When get out.
I ain't going to lie. I done had a few fantasies about me and my husband breaking it down in the
But y'all didn't ever do it. 18 years that you worked there.
Lock the windows out and have some fun. Nah, but yeah.
You guys wasn't busting.
They was letting everybody in their business. I just said I had a fantasy about it.
I'm just saying. Fantasies is fantasies and real life is real life. And if you working, you working. And that's work. Okay? Yeah, y'all can bust it open anywhere.
No, but like after school when all the kids are gone and everybody's in their little rooms or they're gone home for the day. And your husband come in, he bring you something. I'm sorry, this is, I really have these damn fantasies.
Girl, stop watching porn.
No, I did, I watched. I like porn. Porn is my shit.
Porn is cool, but.
I'm just saying, that would make a good, actually, it probably is already a porno movie.
Bam, I forgot about
I'm like,
that.
They shouldn't have been doing that shit on duty.
But how about you, Peaches?
What is it?
So, if you was a police officer, and your man was a police officer, and it was real late at night in the precinct, second shift, and, like, y'all just met up in one of the interrogation rooms and turned all the lights out and the cameras off. Wouldn't that be sexy as fuck, though?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah. What did Lil Wayne say, Mrs. Officer? Mrs. Officer.
Girl,
I'm just saying, hey.
Say that one more time.
No.
What? This is straight up, no chaser.
And I'm being straight up. Hey, it's plenty of kinky shit to do.
You and your
off the clock.
Boyfriend, whatever. And
can't nobody hear you over there?
In the interrogation room.
Why?
Because that's just what. Yeah,
that's
me.
Okay. Thank you.
Would it be sexy, though? Yeah. I think it'd be
sexy.
Nah.
But I wouldn't do it. It's like I can get caught.
That's what make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when y'all get away with it,
you're gonna lose your job.
Megan lost her job, and I lost my job too, and I didn't even do shit. I should still have my motherfucking job.
No, you ain't never do it, so of course you got your job. But fantasy is that,
yeah,
in your mind. She did her real life fantasy. She lived a
mind. Nobody even knows. Did nobody say nothing? Motherfuckers was hating and telling shit.
That's what make
you fun.
What's they hating? Well, if she hadn't been fucking everybody, it wouldn't have got out. Cause she was fucking way too many people in the precinct. Ms.
But
Hall.
I don't feel like they was hating.
And yeah, she was talking shit too. She was sending her pictures to everybody and everything.
She was cops gone wild in this bitch.
She was straight cops gone wild.
The bitch was busting it open.
But she asked me a question.
And I'm with you.
She wanted attention.
When you say that,
it's your opinion. You're entitled to that.
Right. No, I just
wanted to
hear
that. I ain't say would you do it. I said, doesn't it sound sexy?
It doesn't sound sexy.
I'm drinking out of this cup that my lovely big sister 411 gave to me.
Ain't no more Duce.
Oh, damn. It's okay. We done drunk all the Duce.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe that's what's wrong with Megan Hobbs. She must have been off of that dude.
She was off of all kind of shit. But she went off of drugs, though. She was off of all kind of liquor.
I know.
Poor Miss. Yeah, but she missed her daddy. Her daddy left her when she was. I just made that shit up. I don't know.
What? Don't do that. I'm down with her.
I just made some shit up. That's what they be saying. Wait, when she go to the psychologist, because McLaughlin claims that she had mental health issues.
She gonna get her job back, girl. She's a white girl.
No, she's fired.
And they be fired all the time, and then they go.
But McLaughlin talked that shit. He still got. He on suspension without pay. He coming back.
We gonna give a shout out.
But
to
Powell said it wasn't me, and he lied, and he's fired right now. So
it's called
with hoe, it might not have been him. She was hoeing it up for the whole precinct.
You keep saying hoe. It was only 60 people on the precinct, but I don't think she's fucking everybody. She was fucking 10 shit.
Yeah,
10 out of 60, 1 divided by 6 is,
I think,
just like third, what, 10 over 10% of the pop of the.
But Jasmine Solomon.
I don't know. I just messed
Jasmine
up.
Jasmine Solomon said it best when bitches like her.
Oh, yeah. Whole tip. Hell. Hell tip.
She lost them. My husband, a nigga in this nigga hole was like, my husband, I'm fucking good enough right now. So I come in a hole, I'm gonna become a hoe now.
Backgrounds today,
right?
It's all background. We at a party. Shout out to my cousin John. We celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Johnny!
My grandkids.
Yeah.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hello, how you doing? It was out there in the cold, so it's good because it killed the drums on outside. Oh, yeah. Thomas kept knocking over his beer. And Auntie Rachel over there knocked out. I'm not asleep. Yeah. I don't know that song, but hey.
Hey.
If I'm be a hoe, I'm be a hoe. Ain't nobody gonna make no hoe out of me. No missing daddies, no missing mamas, no fucking absent husbands. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Oh, I ain't have my daddy. I ain't have my mama in there for me. So I'm just gonna wild out. No.
Thank you.
Thank you. This poor excuses.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You be careful.
Yeah.
Enjoy the meal.
You too. All right.
I think I'm about to give me some more barbecue, girl. Yes. Probably leave up out of here because, you know, I got to go get it to my son.
Night, you know, maybe Officer Howell had the best pussy in the world.
She had something good if everybody was like, yeah. They everybody was on it. That shit.
But thanks for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. We'll holla at y'all at the next.
Maybe Sippy Sundays. We might do Sippy Sundays. We'll see. They're still low-key depressed about losing her job. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, at least she didn't lose because she was busting it up in, like, Officer High.
Yeah, thank God. I would never. Never.
But again, maybe she had it.
all the shit that made me want to bag you.
Oh, that good, good. Probably her head is flayed. Because I've read a couple times about her giving blowjobs to people, so that's probably what did it. She looked like a chipmunk, too, with her lips. Her fucking... She was throwing nuts up in that bitch. Let me quit, y'all. Y'all, good night, good night, good night. Thank you for tuning in. Honestly, your mother. And we'll see y'all next time.
Damn.
Oh,
she
Lord.
Good night.
She done dropped her phone.
No, for sure. You know I ain't no regular girl. Too old.
I can't
breathe. I'm with you. Got the best shit in the world.
Nah, she had the best blowjob in the world. And again, this is purely all of our opinions. I pray that Officer Hall gets the help she needs and Pal gets another job, because that's fucked up. He got fired over a blowjob, damn. Poor Pal. Well, more than a blowjob. But you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. He got fired over some pussy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're gonna, send prayers to the police department in Laverne, Nashville, Tennessee. And, yeah, we out.
Honestly, I'm bothered, baby. We always out here.
Leaving home too late, went straight to the bar. Looking in the turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. You make it another day, throw your hands in the sky. Party, pop a bottle, roll up and get high. If it shows you living good, we'll see. And they don't like what you do, so what it means. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad, gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad, gon' be mad. And they just gon' be mad, gon' be mad. And they just gon' be mad, gon' be mad at us. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. Something gonna do it right if you ain't got no heroes around. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. There's something I'm not doing right. There's something I'm not doing right. If you ain't got no haters around.